friends, we are continuing the previous shiur on the topic of Rav Hanitikla Essay, and we presented numerous difficulties, and now we're going to attempt to resolve some of them. The Gemara in Chulin of Peyamud Aleph says, "V'lukin ami mishum d'labdu mechusu zman." A person should get malchus for shechting an avu b'no, or says Oisav es b'no l'shushli yom echad. You're not allowed to shecht the mother and the child animal on the same day. So a person should get malchus for shechting the second animal as a carbon, because it's mechusu zman, because it's within the time that you're not allowed to shecht it. So why didn't he get malchus for that? So Gemara gives an answer, and then Gemara gives a second answer. Reb Zeira Omar Hanach l'machus Uzman dehakasuv nitkoy la'esei. You don't get malchus from a machus Uzman because the pasuk was menatek it to an esei. In other words, it's not anymore a lav like the hakrav of other psulin, and it made it into a mitzvah essay, like the Gemara is going to say. Mars is my time of the Amar Kram, Yom HaShmini Baholi, Yerotzim, Yom HaShmini, and May Kara Lo. It says in the Pasuk about a Psul, Behemoth, that's Pasul HaKarava, B'Shivus Yom HaRishonim, which is Mechus Uzman, Yom HaShmini Baholi, Yerotzim, the carbon. So from the eighth day and on, it was desired as a carbon, Yom HaShmini, and May Kara Lo. Only from the eighth day, it's wanted as a carbon, and not earlier. Nechen, it's not royal akriva. So limed hakasav al iser akravus mechus yuzman. Pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to be makrav mechus yuzman by saying that you're only allowed to shecht when the time comes. So this is really a lav of a mechlal asay, which is an asay. So it's saying not to shecht it earlier, only when it says to shecht it on the eighth day. So that's a lav of a mechlal asay, which is only asay. Therefore, you don't get malchus. That's the way Rashi learns in Zvachim and Kufya Dalet Amid Beis. So learns Tosfos, so learns the Ramban. However, Rashi in Chulin learns Hakosav Nitkol Asay doesn't mean that it turned Mechus Uzman from a Loisasay into an Asay, but rather what it means is, like we normally learn, that it's a Lav HaNitkol Asay. That's the type of lav you don't get malchus for. So here, Rabbi Zeira means that yes, the makriv is over on mechus uzman, he's over on a lav. Nevertheless, he doesn't get malchus. Because what the pasuk means is, don't be makriv lifnei zmano, leave it until the right time and then be makriv. So the Torah gave a mitzvah essay be makriv the carbon at the right time, which is chal after the lav, not to be makriv lifnei zmano. The funny type of lav nitik l'essay, right? That's not usually the way we understand lav nitik l'essay. Usually the lav fixes the essay, but here it's the same. Usually the essay fixes the lav. Here it's not exactly like that. It's not an essay fixing the lav, but it's called a lav nitik l'essay. Because it's saying there's a lav, don't shecht it before the eighth day. Rather, there's an asay, shecht it from the eighth day on. That's the way Rashi is learning. The lav is toch shiva, and the essay is afterwards. It's not like the essay of Shiluach HaKen, where it says not to take the mother on the children. But if you already took it, and what do? You can fix it by shalech to shalech asayim v'abonim tikach lach. So that fixes it. You did something wrong, you fixed it. Here it's not, you're not fixing it, but what it's saying is that within 7 days, don't shech the animal, it's mechus hazman, and then afterwards, yes. Tosis is Taman Rashi. From the parish of Rashi, it would appear that it's like other Lavanitical essays in the Gemara, like Gezel, no sir, but it's not. Gezel, you steal, person steals, not you, and then he has to give it back. No sir, don't leave it over. If he leaves it over, he should burn it. But we don't have a Zan Lavanitical essay like here. The Madna Lavanitical essay. Here the Lavanitical essay is saying, don't shecht in the first 7 days, shecht it on the eighth day. It's not like the essay is coming to fix the laugh. So we don't find such a zach. It's not talking about, usually Lavanitical essay is over on the lav and he does the essay. Here, you're not doing the essay after you're over on the lav. Just saying there's a lav the first 7 days and then afterwards there's an essay. From the eighth day. That's Tosa's problem with Rashi. Tosas there says, Umi o metzino lesa ki agab neperk omer lehem amamune, domer v'yirmi abelav din avela kamiflgi, yivei nitik la'esei b'may domer kra, la'gera she b'sharecha titnena v'achola, aval eina raya, chadad abaya poligale, v'arma dekuliyam alav ma'al yuhu, etc., etc. So Tosas brings a raya that there's something like Rashi says from a Gemara in Yuma, and daf lamed zayin. Says the Gemara in Yuma, this is Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbana, Ketzer Usomech at the bottom. How does a person do smicha on the carbon? Azevach Omei Betzafon, the animals in the north, Upanav Marav, facing the west, its back is to the east, Vasamech Omei Bemizrach, Upanav Marav, and the one standing there doing the smicha is standing in the, his back is to the east, his face is to the west. The hechel, l'kivun hechel, u'minich shtei yodov ben shtei karnas shel zevach, puts his hands between the two horns. There can't be a chatzitza. He's misvad al chatas avin chatas, al oshain avin osham, al oila avin oila. Etc. Al oila. He's misvade for the ola, which is, like for example, avon leket shicha peh maisusheni. Eil div Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Kiva omer, no. Ein ola ba el al esei valav lo sose shenitak la esei. The only time that you bring a carbon ola is to be mechaper mitzvah esei. And on averus mitzvahs loisusei shenitik leesei. That's when you bring an ola. Since the Torah didn't say what the punishment is for essays in lavin loisusei shenitik leeseis, the only way to be miskaper is with a carbon ola. But if a person's over on an iser and he's machzik leket shichan peya, then he gets malchus, and therefore he doesn't have to bring an ola. Says the Gemara, B'maika miflugi. So Rabbi Yosei Aglili agrees with Rabbi Akiva that all is machaper mitzvah esei and losa says that anitik lesei. He's only arguing about the isurim of leket shich and peya. He says that in these isurim there's a kapara of an ola. So the Gemara says, B'maika miflugi. What's the yisod machlokas between Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? On Rabbi Yirmiya, this is very important for us. The lav din avela kamiflugi. The Tanaim are arguing. Beloisusei shel achilas nevela. This lav is not nitik la'asei. But there is a mitzvah essay that's written after it in the Torah, and there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosei Aglili. If a person's over on this lav, he gets malchus. Torah says, "Losochul kol neveilim." Continues, "La'gerah shebisharecha to Nineveh chalom achor le'nachri." So there's the mitzvah, the giving of the nevela to the ger, selling it to a goy, and this is written after the Isser Achila. So it's clear that the mitzvah is not after he already ate it, because then it's not around anymore. So this mitzvah is not a tikkun for the aveira on the Isser, rather it's a mitzvah sesli b'fnei atzma. So mashmot to the pasuk is, l'sochlu nevela, rather what should you do? T'tnena le'ger, o t'mkarena le'nachri. So this is not a lav anitik l'asei. So they're arguing about the lav din nevela. We keep a savar, since it's not a lav anitik l'asei, can't be mechalik between this lav and other lavin, lav malyu. And if Yossi Aglili says, no, lav malyu, it's not a lav gomor. You don't get malchus, just like you don't get malchus in lav anitik l'asei. So too, after the lav mevlekat shichan peya, Torah says a mitzvah sesei. And the lav of nevela is an example of these, is a precedent that there's going to be no malchus. The lav mevlekat shichan peya written of a kurtzim is ksir haaretzich and loschal apasot chaliktzor vlekat shir chalisalakit. Posukabod, there's a mitzvah that's shaykh to these matanos, lani v'lager, tazav oisam. Shichacha, it says in Dvarim 24:19. So in these two instances, the mitzvah se'asei is coming immediately after the lo se'asei. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya, these mitzvah se'aseis are talking to somebody who was not yet over on the lav, and the Torah is saying, don't keep it for yourself, leave it for the aniyim. So this isn't a fixing. So therefore, in the case of the law of nevela and leket shichan peya, there's going to be a machlokas current Rabbi Yirmiya between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says not a lav mali, it's not a lav gomor. Even though there's a mitzvah essay, he says it's a lav mali, it's a lav gomor. Even though there's a mitzvah essay after it, doesn't matter because the mitzvah essay isn't mitaken. Yossi Aglili says it's not a lav mali because there's a mitzvah essay written after it, even though the lav is not mitaken. Because even though the essay is not mitaken, but since there's an essay afterwards, it's not a real lav. And therefore, there's going to be no malchus. So, that's what Tosis is referring to. And Tosis says, "Omiyam atzino lese ki agavnu perakorma lamunin dem rabir me ablav din avelu kamifugi. Iyav anitik lese b'maydom rakora lagir asher b'shrechat at nenev al-chola." So, this rabir me, who says that they're arguing about the lav of nevela, is it called nitik lese? Because the pasuk says, lagir asher b'shrechat at nenev al-chola. So too, just like there, the essay of giving it to the ger is not mitaking the lois essay. So too, by us, we have an essay that's not mitaking a lois essay. I.e., shechlin in the eighth day and not the first 7 days. But since there's an essay after the lois essay, memela, it's considered a lavanitic essay, and there's going to be no malchus. So just like by Mechus Zman, we called it a lav nitik l'asei. So we have a precedent for that by the opinion of Rav Yirmiya about Nevela. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that it's not a lav malia, it's not a proper lav, because there's an essay written after the los essay, even though the essay isn't coming to fix the los essay. Then Tosis continues and he says, ain't a raya. Why? Because Abai argues. And he says, everybody holds that it's not a real lav. And Abai has his own pshat. So we have to understand Perish Rashi. That according to him, Reb Zeira calls a lav a nitik l'esei. An instance when the essay isn't fixing the lav. That's Reb Zeira in Chulin. Reb Zeira in Chulin daf pei. Holds that a lav in itik l'asei is where the essay isn't fixing the lav, it just comes after the lav. Don't shecht it the first 7 days, shecht it on the eighth day. So that's a weird lav in itik l'asei. That's not the classical lav in itik l'asei. What's Rashi talking about? And we also have to understand the sugi in Yuma. Rav Yirmiya holds that it is considered a lav in itik l'asei. How does Rav Yirmiya argue with Abaye? I hold it's not considered a lav in itik l'asei when the essay is after the lav. And the other is not fixing the laugh. So Rav Kunzler Shlita in his Drishas Pikudecha explains as follows. That Rav Zeira and Yirmiya are arguing on all the other Amoraim about the Iker Geder Lavinitik Lesei, the Shein Lokan Olav. We learned earlier that in a number of places, in the previous segment we saw, that in a number of places, a pool erter, as they say in Portuguese, Rashi explains Lavinitik Lesei in Lokan, because that's the din of the Lav, and that's the Takana of the Lav. Not like other Lav, in that the Takana is Malkis, in a Lav Hanitik Lesei. In this instance, it's not the Takana. In our case, it's not the Takana of the Lav, but normally Rashi explains that the reason Lav Nitik Lesei gets no Malkus is because that's the Takana of the Lav. The Tikkun is not the Malkus, the Tikkun is the essay. That's the way Rashi learns. We also saw in the previous segment that it's not Dumi Dalav de Chasima, that's why you don't get Malkus. The Lav Lo Safsam, Shorbadisha, there's no essay afterwards. So it's not similar to the Lav of Chasima when it's a Lav in Itikla essay. But we explain that that Gufa is the Yisoda Hevdovim, who's a Lav in the Dami Lav de Chasima, the Lav in Itikla essay. That's the fundamental difference in the essence of the Lavin of Lav de Chasima, Lav in Itikla essay. Lav de Chasima has no Takana. How do you fix it? Malkus. Lavin it glassay, how do you fix it? The essay. Lav de chasima, we don't see a takana. Lav in itik lesei, the Torah was megala what the takana is. Kiyum ha'esei. However, according to Reb Zeira and Reb Yirmiyah, would appear that they don't hold like this in explaining the lav in itik lesei. Rather, they learn that the way, the reason a lav in itik lesei is not like a lav de chasima is because it just isn't similar. The model of Lavin in the Torah that you get Malkus for is the Lavin Chasima. That's where we learn Malkus from, and a Lavin you get from Chasima. If it has an essay afterwards, if it's a Lavin in the Glesse, then it's not like the Lavin Chasima. Lo kamo shelamadnu ad akshav sheyesh hevdel mahuti b'neihem yesh hevdel b'hagdara shebelav nitak la'asei mitaknim et ha'asei al yedei ha'lav. Bimkom letakenet alav alidei malkot. Aval afi Rabbi Yirmiya v'Rabbi Yirmiya b'mesechet Yuma v'Rabbi Zeira b'mesechet Chulin, ha'evdel bein lav shel chasima v'lav anitak la'asei hu lo shekan yesh takana shel asei v'kan en. Lo. פשוט המקור, התקדים, השורש של מלכות זה לאו של חסימה שאין עשה אחריו, וברגע שיש עשה זה כבר לא לאו דה חסימה, זה כבר לא דומה. ברגע שזה לא דומה, זה לא צריך להיות הבדל מהותי. יכול להיות שיש הבדל חיצוני ביניהם, זה מספיק, לא צריך להיות הבדל רעיוני. זה מספיק שיש עשה אחריו להוציא את זה מכלל עליו עם הרגילים. And therefore, the essay doesn't have to fix the love. In order for it to be a love in it, it can just be an essay after the love. And that's why Rabbi Yirmiya holds that way. And Rabbi Zeira, the love of Nevela, and of Mechus Rizman, respectively, as long as there's an essay after the love, it's already not in the category of Lav de Chasima. Vein Malkus! Vein Malkus! Beautiful. Tif, tif. Now in Yuman, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, Lav de Nevela, Kamifli, Rashi says, that it says afterwards, Lagerisha Basharachat Nerevachala, Wamiya Kainin said Nitaklase, Donasina Salagari, of Shalacha Shavra Losasik Shalachila. Rashi writes that there's an essay afterwards. But it's not nitik l'essay, because you can't say that the essay is fixing the lav, because giving it to the ger isn't fixing the lav. What's the lav? Don't eat it. Can't say that the essay of giving it to the ger is fixing the eating it. Once he eats it, it's gone, as they used to say. And then in Dibur Masrav Yosei Glili Savar, Rashi writes, Lav dinavei laf agav dal korcha esle de basrei meikara mashma holu basrei de lav ksiv ein lo ganolav vein domi de lav de chasima. So the essay afterwards is meikara, meaning don't eat it, but before you do anything, give it to the ger. Okay, so the essay is not fixing the lav, but it's not similar to lav dechasima. That's enough. So we see from Rashi, the bezeg gufa pligi tanai libd Rabbi Yirmiyah, is the gather of tur malchus b'lav nitik l'essay, because it says in the Torah how to fix the essay. Or is pshat that it's just different than the lav of chasima? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Libet Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that it's just not similar to lav de chasima, ein bo malchus. And on that, Abai argues, and he holds, no, everybody holds that a lav de nevela is not a lav malia. And it's not enough that it's not similar to the lav of chasima because it's got an essay afterwards. So according to Abaye, the kuli am alav de nevel alav ma'al yahave. Everybody holds according to Abaye, it's a good laugh. I just say it's not a good laugh. Everybody holds according to Abaye, it's a real laugh. Why? Because the essay isn't fixing the los essay. If the essay isn't fixing the los essay, then it's not a lav in it to glase. According to Reb Zera, no, it's not true. According to Reb Zera, according to Reb Zera is in Chulin. According to Reb Yirmiyah, it's not true. The fact that it's an essay after a los essay, that's enough to make it a lavinitik l'essay. So that goof is the machlokes between Reb Yirmiyah and Abaye and Yuma. How do you define a lavinitik l'essay? Is it, according to Reb Yirmiyah, that an essay comes after a lav, even though it's not fixing the lav? It's made karamashima. Or no? Do you say, like Abaye says, that if the essay isn't fixing the lav, it's not an lav initik l'essay? And for Kushis HaTosfos, Tosfos asked in Chulin, Umiyom atzina l'essay ki agav n'per kol minu adorim b'yirom b'lav n'an avela kam if we have an initik l'essay b'may domer kol agar shirach n'an avol chola. He says, oh look, we have a raya for Reb Zera from Reb Yirmiyah and Yuma, who also says the lav initik l'essay was the essay comes after the lav. He says, yeah, but it's not a raya, because Abai argues, and he says the kuli alma all tanaim hold that it's a lav malia. Okay, it's very good that Abai holds that way, but Reb Yirmiyah and Reb Zera have their special shita, and their shita is a lav in it to glase. It's when the essay comes after the lav, ain't al ma ledabel. And therefore, it's not similar to the lav of chasima. Now in the previous shiur, we saw Rashi in Psachim, a very interesting Rashi. Where Rashi seems to say two different things about a lav nitik l'essay. Why is there a p'tur of Malkus and a lav nitik l'essay? So first he writes, because that's the takana. You don't get a You don't get Malkus because instead of fixing it with the Malkus, you fix it with the essay. And then Rashi adds, because it's not dummy, lav de chasima. So what's Rashi saying? Rashi is giving you the two shitas. He's giving you the other Amoraim, that the say is the takana of the lav, that's why blah is lav, and itik lav saying there's no malchus. And he's also giving you the shita of Reb Zeh Reb Yirmiya, that etzim zeh, that there's an essay afterwards, it makes it not like the lav of chasima. Etzim zeh, sheyesh hevdel chitzoni meneihem, zeh kvar maspik, b'shvilenu, shelo lo yiyu malkot, kishyesh essay acharei alav, zelo dome lelav regil shel chasima, she'ein essay acharav. And that stems with Rashi in Yuma, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. That it's that according to Rav Yirmiya, Liba de Rav Yossi Aglili, it's not a lav in a teklase because the essay is coming after the lav. So, sweet friends, we have a little road to go on still. We want to explain the Gemara B'Siyata D'Shmaya and Tmura that we started with in the first segment. But we learned big Yisrael today, this year. So we hope to continue. Kadosh Baruch Hu yitein lanu et hakoach et hamoach l'lmodu l'lamed l'shmor v'lasot v'lekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torah Tobi Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.